Are you having a good time today? Say, yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Don't check with flesh. Praise the Lord. The Bible says don't check with flesh. He did not confer with flesh and blood. Amen? That means don't check with your, let's see how I'm feeling today, or either in your body or in your mind or in your emotions, but to just give an answer that's according to the Word of God. Amen? Amen? That's it. That's who you are. I mean, you're a brand new person. If any man be in, man, woman, person, be in Christ, he is a old things have. Behold, all things have become. Oh, man, you know your Bible. That's really good. Now you can practice your Bible. You just believe what it says is true. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. That's what you want to do. You just want to believe the Bible's true. It'll help you. I said that'll help you. Hallelujah. It'll help you. If you believe the Bible's true, if you just kind of read it and said, well, I hope that's true. No. I'm reading everything in here, and I believe it's true, and it's changing me. I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. Crummy things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm just a new creation. I'm having a wonderful time. How many know Jesus had a wonderful time everywhere He went? I said Jesus had a wonderful time everywhere He went. How about you? Grant, do you have a wonderful time everywhere you go? Just say yes. Not all the time? Well, I'm not Jesus. You know. Yes, you are, actually. Hallelujah. Jesus left you here full of the Holy Ghost. Amen? I said, Jesus left you here full of the Holy Ghost, just like He was when He was here. And there's a reason for that. So you could tell somebody else about the redemption that He bought on the cross. Amen? So that's what He's doing. He's transformed you. He's changing you. And daily you're walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus. You're even looking like Jesus. Now what does that mean? That means when you get punched in the face and people look to see your response, you go, hallelujah. You know God is good. I love that person. You know, you could just desire to destroy them in your mind. But that's your old man, isn't it? That's your old man. Your new man is a lover. Jesus, when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He was cussed out, He didn't cuss back. But He blessed them and He loved them. Wow, we're doing something. The preaching's getting better. Praise the Lord. I don't know what He's doing, but God, see, that's what's happening in you. Is everybody? You have to have a daily expectation that what the Word of God is begun in you, He will what? Complete it. What He began, the work that He began in you, He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean? That means it's going to keep going. It's a completion isn't going to happen until the day of Jesus Christ. That is the day that He comes again. So you are daily being transformed and changed. You're being changed into His likeness. Do you expect that? Do you expect that? I expect it. I expect it. Even on my days when I wake up and go, oh, what's that? Anybody ever wake up and you go, what's that? It might be something physical. It might be a phone call. It might be something in your inbox you weren't expecting. Might be having to do with your kids. Might be having to do with your grandkids. Might be having to do with a job. Might be having to do with work. Might be having to do with a spouse. Might be having to do with just a neighbor or something going on in the world. Anything can come up. The devil's good at coming up with stuff to bother you. Amen? Yeah. He's got little secret agents everywhere looking around. He's got little survey groups and little tests going on that say, okay, let's see if that makes him jump and that makes her jump and that makes her cry and that makes her, you know, and then he'll come along and bring something. He's got a great database built up on you. He's better than Google. The devil's better than Google, better than Twitter, better than anybody who knows how to get your goat. Amen? He does. He does. Amen. And you got a goat to get because you still have a flesh. You still have a flesh that is susceptible to this world. Jesus said He was, the Scripture said Jesus was tempted in every way which we are, yet without sin. Now, you not so much. Is that, but you're tempted in every way. How do we know you're tempted in every way? Because the Bible said you are. But Jesus was tempted in every way, just like we are, yet without sin. And what he did, he sent the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you and to give you wisdom and to work in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Amen? You know, that's why we gather together every Sunday, is to encourage one another and to build up one another and to declare the Word of God to each other and to pray for one another. Amen? I love you. Turn around to the person next to you. Say, I love you in the Lord. I love you through Jesus. I may not show it very well, but I believe in the name of Jesus. I love you. You are my brother. You're my sister. And I encourage you today. And I love you today. And I'm praying for you today. What's your name? I'm praying for you. Somebody can sit next to Luke down here. Or just send a prayer down here at him. You know, and he'll send one back to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sit next to somebody next time. Praise the Lord so you can minister to them. All right. Well, we had a wonderful wedding. And I'm going to get to our psalm in just a minute. Psalm 119, verse 121. I was waiting for Alicia to come back. She's getting her Liam settled. All right, we got two Liams in here today. Hope the teacher doesn't get confused. All right. No, we had a wonderful wedding. I'm sorry everybody couldn't be invited, but when you're not in charge of your kids' weddings, you know, you don't get to, you know, they're paying for a certain number of meals and what all, and, you know, they wish they could invite everybody that mom and dad want to invite, but somehow just it doesn't quite work out as the way mom and dad always want to. Especially when they're over 17 getting married. You know, if they're 17 getting married, you can tell them whatever you want. But if they're 25, you know, or 24 or 25, and they're paying for a lot of it, then you just kind of like, okay. So, but it was a great, great blessing. We've got Grace and Thomas Pickering. Pickering. Amen. I won't tell that joke. I told it last time. About picking a ring. I won't tell that one. How we waited for that. And it finally happened. He lived up to his name. You know, when you're broadcasting on Facebook, you probably shouldn't say as many things as you do. You know. All right. Praise the Lord. But they were blessed. They went out to San Diego and Phoenix and what all, and they're coming back today. One thing about going on a honeymoon, you have to come back and go back to work. Amen. It's good to have a job. Amen. Isn't it, Danny? It's good to have a job. All right, Psalm 119, verse 121 is the title of that particular section. It's an 8-verse section. As we know, there are 22 8-verse stanzas in Psalm 119. And this one is called Ayin. Everybody say Ayin. You learn in Hebrew one letter at a time. All right, let's look at it. Father, we just worship you. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that the Word of God is exalted and you are causing us to know your Word and be transformed and changed because of the Word. You said, Jesus said that in John chapter 13, that as he washed their feet, he said, you are changed. And in John 15, he said, you're changed by the Word which I've spoken over you. You're changed because of the Word. You're clean because of the Word that I've spoken over you. So, Father, we thank you today that we're clean. We're clean. We're clean. Hallelujah. We thought we were dirty, but we're clean. In John 13, where he said, he who is bathed is clean already except for his feet. Therefore, I wash your feet. So Jesus is washing our feet daily by this word. And we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, just to expect to receive this morning. Over in Psalm 121, David says, I have done judgment and justice. Psalm 119, verse 121. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. So David always is operating on a promise from the Lord. Amen? Leave me not to mine oppressors. So he's declaring something that God told him to do. I have done judgment and justice. Now this is something that a king would do, right? Judgment and justice is something that a king would do. You'd come before the king with your issue, with your case. You would come before the king, and you would make a judgment. You would make a decision. You remember the story of Solomon and the woman who comes with the two women who come in with this one baby. And Solomon's already asked for wisdom, so he's got it. And he says, okay, they say you're fighting over this baby, and nobody knows whose baby it is, so let's just cut the baby in half. And that'll do the job, and we'll give you one. I didn't know whether he was going to cut it in half head to toe or cut it in half, you know, right leg side, like a chicken, you know, one side to the other side. seems like one way wouldn't be as good as another. But I digress. Now, so he's going to cut that baby in half, and of course, you know, so one of the mothers says, no, just give her the baby. Now, which mother was that? The real mother wanted the baby to live, didn't care where he lived, just wanted to live. The other one said, yeah, let's do that. So Solomon obviously gave the baby to the mother who wanted the baby to live and said, well, I believe this is the mother. So those are the things. So you have judgment. You need to have wise judgment. He had wise judgment. Judgment and justice. Justice. What is justice? Anybody know? We got a lot of talk today about social justice. A lot of the churches are talking about social justice, you know, trying to do what's right by everybody. And that's something the Holy Ghost will do, but people want to come up with men's ideas of social justice. And boy, they vary widely. You know, judgment and justice are done by the king. Well, guess who's the king today? Jesus. Well, Jesus is the king, but what did he say you are? He said you guys are kings and priests. So it's incumbent upon you to do judgment and justice every day. Amen? Because you're a king. He's made you to be kings and priests. So he's moved on the inside of you with the same Holy Ghost. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to my oppressors. So as we ask the Lord to give us wisdom each day with respect to circumstances that come up with our kids, our co-workers, our spouses, our pastors, you know, our city civic leaders, those who are leading us, those who are rulers in our nation, in our city, all of these folks that we come in contact with or have with him whom we have to do, is we're doing judgment and justice, and we're depending upon the Lord to do that. We don't just get to ignore everything. Amen? Because you're not here to ignore everything. You're here, in fact, to pay attention and to let the Lord use you. Because you are, you know, we've talked about this before, talked about voting and talked about involvement in your local area. Because why? You are salt and you are light. You are salt and you are light in your community. Because you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because you are the representative of God on the earth. You, not the pastor, you. Because I don't live in your neighborhood. I don't live in your house. I don't live by your neighbor. Your family is not my family. Pastor, come on over and talk to my family. No, I'm not going to come talk to your family. You're going to talk to your family. I'll teach you how to hear Jesus, and then you can talk to your family. Amen? Now, these are not hard, fast rules, but in general. Jesus went away, didn't he? And they were like, oh, no, Jesus, no, go away. That's like somebody saying, oh, Pastor, come and you do it. No. Jesus went away, but he's going to send you a helper. Amen. He sent you a comforter, didn't he? Yes, he did. He sent me a comforter. He sent me the Holy Spirit to come and live on the inside of me and manifest himself and to show me what to do. He is going to show you things to come. He is going to take of mine, Jesus said. Take what's mine, and he's going to show it to you. You remember how Jesus said, was introducing the Holy Spirit during John chapters 13 through 16? He began to introduce the idea that the Holy Spirit was coming to live on the inside of you, that he was going away, but he was sending you another comforter besides himself. Okay? So are you prepared to receive the Holy Spirit today? And I know you've been born again. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. But when Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit coming upon you, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, He commanded the disciples in Acts chapter 1, do not leave town. Don't leave Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Amen? So you receive the Lord. He breathed on them the night that he was resurrected. He came into the room with the door being shut. He just, boom, there he was. He just appeared. And he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. I believe in that moment they were born from above. They were born again. But then he also said, wait until you be received. 40 days later, as he was ascending, he said, wait until you be endued with power from on high. So you now receive the Holy Ghost. How much will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? So he commands you to ask, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, so that power belongs to you. Power to be transformed into His image, power to perform miracles and healing, the power that He gave initially to the 70 and to the 12, sent them out to heal and to cast out devils. And then once he left and said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, then that's what he did. So I want you to ask for the Holy Spirit. I want you to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. God is doing that. If you haven't done that, do it today. We can do it this after the church service today. You can do it in your car on your way home. The Lord would love to give you a prayer language to praise Him in. Any man who prays in an unknown, if any man prays in an unknown tongue, his spirit prays. But his understanding is unfruitful. His spirit prays. So you're praying in the Spirit. You're praying in the Spirit. Amen. Any man who prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. It encourages me. Just you and God. Now, judgment and justice. Now, all of that to say that the Holy Spirit is in you to perform judgment and justice. He's here on the inside of you to give you wisdom, to perform justice. What is justice? The will of God. Justice is the wisdom of God to rightly divide the Word of God, to rightly divide the Word of God and the blessing of God upon His people. Okay? So, let's read the Scripture again after we've kind of given a little instruction on that. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Don't leave me to my oppressors. So, as I seek His face to do judgment, decide according to the Word of God. So my decision making is according to the Word of God, not according to the best evidence. Hello. My decision making is according to God's will, God's Word, not the best evidence, not the best procedure, not the best way of men, but the way of God. So you have to understand that the Word of God causes you, or the Word of God is your standard by which you are going to make judgment. Not half and half. And we tend to do that, you know, because you live in this world, and it's like I've said before, you learn in this world how to do things according to the world. You learn how to solve problems according to the world. The world's got a whole set of ways that you can solve problems. You can get loans, and I'm not saying you can't get a loan, but you have to hear God. Amen. Amen. We have doctors. Does God want you to go to a doctor today? Or does He want you to believe Him? There's no condemnation in going to a doctor. Doctors are fine. Doctors do wonderful things many times. Many times they don't. But they're still practicing. It's okay. And the lawyers are practicing too, so I don't know how much I'd trust a lawyer either. Amen. Anybody whose business is practicing, I just have my doubts. So leave me not to mine oppressors. So He is leaving you. He is going to deliver you from oppression. As you seek His face to walk in His way, He will deliver you from your oppressors. You know, you've got some oppressors. Sometimes it's things you've done foolishly that are coming back to bite you. Some things it's just It's the world has all kinds of troubles that love to come your way. But you say, Father, thank you that as I am seeking your face, I'm seeking to do judgment and justice according to your word, according to the Spirit that lives on the inside of me. Father, thank you that in the power of God that walks in and lives in me, that you are delivering me from my oppressors. Amen? A couple of scriptures. See if I can get this thing working, because it's easier to do it, easier to get there. All right, let's look at Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18, verses 18 and 19 is Abraham. Now, starting with verse 17, Genesis 18, verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing that I shall do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord and do justice and judgment. Now what does it mean to do justice and judgment? For I, God says here, talking about Abraham, he says, for I know him. I know him. I know God knows Abraham's heart. He knows your heart. That he will command his children and his household after him. That's what we're doing. And they, that family and household, his children and household, they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him, that he's going to be the father of many nations, that he's going to be blessed. Amen. So that's Abraham. So God says, I know him and his family, and he and those after him are going to do justice and judgment. That's you. Praise the Lord. You know that's you? We're the children of Father Abraham. We're the children of Father Abraham. That in what way? We're the children of his faith. We're the children of his faith. Okay, look at Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. That very familiar scripture about the government, about the government of God. Isaiah 9:7. After for unto us a child is born, that's verse 6. Verse 7. Isaiah 9:7. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. That's Jesus' government. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth forever. So the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, is established with what? Justice and judgment. Justice and judgment. All of this has to do with how you walk and how you live in this world. Amen? Again, these are not things that determine whether or not God's happy or not with you. And he's not determining that. What he's doing is using you as a vessel in your local community, whether it be household, family, work, school, job, in this world, in the nation, in the city perhaps. Perhaps you're going to end up being involved in city politics, city government, because you are a... don't shake your head, Clay. In city government. Why? Don't look at it. You must have been just shaking something. Now, because he told us in Jeremiah 29:11, or in Jeremiah 29, that when they were carried away to the land that they were going to be held captive, that they should in fact plant roots, build houses, and pray for the peace of that city. In other words, live there. And live there like you belong there, because you're going to be there a while. That's where we are now, right? Jesus will come back when Jesus comes back, but you're going to be here for a while. So if you're going to be here for a while, you might as well make it look like Jesus as much as possible. You know, when they went to Babylon, they were carried away to Babylon, they're going to make it look like Jesus as much as possible. They're going to even marry into the group, right? They're going to marry into them, and they said, just plan on staying here a while. So plan on living, but plan on living for God. Plan on living like you belong to the Lord. So that's what you're doing. And so you're planning on living here like you're looking for God. You're not hiding out in a bunker somewhere. Well, where do all the Christians go? You haven't been raptured yet. A lot of people like to try to be raptured while they're still living here. We're just going to hide out. No, you're not going to hide out. You're going to live like Jesus. And so you're going to transform the nation like Jesus. Amen. A lot of people don't like Donald Trump. But boy, he sure is shaking things up, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Some people are likening him to Cyrus. Yeah, he's a pagan king, but boy, he sure is shaking things up, and we're getting the benefit of it. Hallelujah. By the way, you better pray for him. Praise the Lord. All right. So, and now we're talking of Jesus. Isaiah 9:7, of the increase of his government and peace there should be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth forevermore. And then finally, Jeremiah 22. Just flip over a couple of pages to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 22. Verse 15. I'm going to back up a little bit to verse 11, okay? For thus saith the Lord, touching Shalom, this is Jeremiah 22:11, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went out of his place, he shall not return there any more. But he shall die in the place whither they have led him captive, and he shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong. That also has to do with judgment and justice, with wise judgment. That uses his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work. The man that says, I will build me a wide house and a large chamber and cut out windows, and it's sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father Josiah eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and the needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Lord, to do judgment and justice, to judge the cause of the poor and the needy, and it was well with him? Verse 17 says, but thine eyes and thine heart are not for thy covetousness, for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. So now, what he's saying here is, just because you're king doesn't mean you get to live in a big house and ignore everything. That's what David was saying in the beginning of the psalm. I have done judgment and justice. So to be a king, you're called a king, is to do righteousness, justice, and judgment. To do justice and judgment, not to just live in your big king house and just enjoy the benefits of it. But he said Josiah lived in the king's house, but he did not ignore or neglect doing judgment and justice. So no matter what place you find yourself in, don't neglect to do judgment and justice. Wake up every morning and say, God, what am I doing? What do you want me to do? What is my decision-making process today? Amen. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Your oppressors don't get to have the rule over you. Jesus does. The Father in heaven does. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, verse 122 says, be surety for thy servant for good. This is David calling upon God. Said, be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. So call upon God. So call upon God. Mark 16:20. Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word. So who's the surety? Who is the surety? Of course, is somebody who would co-sign for you, stand behind you, back you up, right? If you're signing a note, a surety for you, somebody whose surety is somebody who's a co-signer. Well, in this case, God's your co-signer. He said, and they went everywhere, the Lord working with them, doing signs and wonders, confirming the word with signs following. So the Lord is confirming the word. So that's what you want out of this promise here. It says, Lord, be surety for thy servant for good. So Acts 1:8, Jesus went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Amen? And I know I add a lot to these scriptures, but what I'm drawing in is where the word, rest of the Word of God backs up what David is saying in these verses. Amen? I'm backing up these with the Word of God. That's what you want to do in your Bible study. You want to back up one verse with another one, with another one, with another one. Get your little Bible study program. If you like a book, get a concordance. But yeah, I mean, you can get a blue letter Bible on your computer. You don't even have to have an app or a smartphone. You can just, if you have a computer, you can look it up. BLB.org. It's handy. Amen. There's a bunch of others. Norman can tell you. There's 25 he uses. There's a bunch of them. There's several. But what I want you to do is be able to look up something quickly. Don't make it hard on you. Pastor Jim likes to do it the hard way. But he likes that. And he's going to do it. You ever been to his house? You see how many books he's got. You know? And he's got all the books. And he'll use them. He uses them all. He opens them up. Amen. You can have a lot of books. If you're not going to use them, just might as well burn them or sell them or give them away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just use them. Use them. Use them. Let the Word of God. But these are tools to help you kind of find every verse that contains one verse or another, one specific translated word, or then you find out what the Greek or the Hebrew is to give you more clarity as to the definition of a particular word. And this little program I use does that quite well. And so we're doing that. But look, again, verse 22, 122 in Psalm 119 says, be surety. So you're talking to God. This is his prayer to God. Be surety. You have to remember, this is a prayer to God. All of this, 176 verses. Be surety. Sign for me, Lord God. Be in me. Be with me. Where I go, you said you'd go. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Let not those who think they have it more than me oppress me, because they've got, some people are proud because they're pretty smart. Amen? They are pretty smart. And you may not feel that smart, but I'll tell you what you got. It's like they talked about the disciples said, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. It's like, are these poor ignorant fishermen? Doesn't mean they don't know how to fish or have a good business. It just means that they're not scholars like we are. Glory to God. They don't have all the Bible tools we have. But the Holy Ghost began to speak to those men. They were bar mitzvahed. They knew the Scripture. They were taught the Scriptures as young men. And then the Holy Spirit touched that Scripture that was on the inside of them and began to give them daily revelation. Did you know the Holy Spirit will give you daily revelation on the Word of God? Hallelujah! Not just Pastor Jim, not just Pastor Danny, not just Pastor Dave. He's going to give you revelation of the Word of God because you are His child, you're His son, you're His daughter, and He's going to minister to you those things which you have need of. All right? So Lord, be with me. The Lord working with them. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Psalm verse 123 says, mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. So my eyes may fail. My eyes may not see everything. You know, I don't go according to my eyes. Have you ever had a problem, eye problem? You know, the Word of God said one thing and you hadn't seen it yet. Huh? It's amazing. I'll tell you one thing. You start talking sometimes. I'll encourage you to start talking to people. Because the Word of God that's on the inside of you, like I think of half of the things I'm saying, not from when I was studying, but the Holy Spirit just gave it to me just that minute. It'll help you to talk. It'll help you to talk. You begin to talk about the Word of God. And God begins to give you revelation in the moment. Remember what Jesus said? He said that think not, or just don't try to fully conceive everything that you're going to say when you walk into a circumstance or a situation. For the Holy Ghost, for you will be given in that hour what you need to say. Amen. Well, I'm not prepared. Yes, you are. Amen. You have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. You are fully prepared. And you walk into a place and you get punched in the nose. No, you're fully prepared. I'm fully prepared for any circumstance or situation because the living God lives on the inside of me. I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So mine eyes fail. My eyes don't always work when it comes to looking like everything is going my way. But everything is going my way. Hallelujah. Everything is going my way. Hallelujah. And it's not because of the works of righteousness which I have done, but it's according to His mercy. Amen. I'm still a goofball. I still sin. I still do foolish things. Amen. But not, God's not mad at me because of it, but He has made a provision for me. Said if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I mean, when we talk here about growing up and discipleship, stepping in faith, but then when trouble comes, don't back down. Don't be afraid. Discipleship is walking through the trouble. Amen? Without complaining, without fearing, without stepping back into sin. Amen? And then as you continue on that path, then you begin to see how God begins to work in you, and you begin to see the goodness of God and the love of God take over where you normally have been a little apprehensive to love somebody because you didn't like their politics or you didn't like their faith. You know, we're not afraid of Buddhists. We're not afraid of Muslims. We're not afraid of anybody because the God of heaven, the living God, is moving through us to declare the God of heaven, the love of Jesus, the power of God who delivers people from their sins. He delivers people from their sins. No other God does that. Everybody else has got to deliver themselves from their sins. Right? You want to do your best to do your duty. You want to be a Boy Scout. To do my best, to do my duty, to be prepared. What is it? Anybody know? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You're going to be a good Boy Scout. Like this, you know. I'm going to do my best to do my duty to love my country and love Jesus. You know, what? Doing your best, we're not going to get you very far. I know we got Eagle Scouts and they're good boys, but some of them fail later. Amen. You got to have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you because God's Word said that. It's not apparent. Not what we perceive to be apparently true. It's what God's Word says. If God's Word said that doesn't work, it doesn't work. You doing your best does not work. Galatians said the law, the failure of the law was the flesh. Let's see if we can't get a good law. If we get the right law for gun control, you know, it'll fix everything. No, the Bible said that's not true. He said laws fail because of what? Flesh. Any law you put on a person is going to fail. You have to have change from the inner man. Mine eyes fail, so I'm disappointed. Oh, I'm disappointed. My eyes fail. I can't see it. I can't see the salvation. My eyes fail. And for the word of thy righteousness, I want to see the word of your righteousness. Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found, and I did eat them. And they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name. So when you find His Word, eat it. Amen? Hallelujah. See, your soul is not fully mature. Your soul is not mature. I want to look over at Hebrews chapter 7 quickly. I can't remember what verse this went with, but I need to look at it. Hebrews 7, verse 22. Oh, that's back to surety. Jesus was made a surety of a better testament. Jesus was made a surety of a better testament, a better promise. So Jesus is our co-signer, isn't He? Isn't He? Hallelujah. Jesus is going to, when you fail, Jesus is going to meet it. When you fail, Jesus will not fail. Amen. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's good. Amen. All right. Then 1 Corinthians. All right, we're going to have to hurry up here. 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 11 and 12. Has to do with what your eyes expect to see. My eyes fail. Now listen to this. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, dimly. Not clearly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, unconditional love. These three, but the greatest of these is unconditional love, agape. All right? So we know in part, we prophesy in part. And when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. So we're growing always. Amen? Go ahead and be a child. I mean, if it appears you're a child today, go ahead and just enjoy that. Amen? It's okay. You know, some people like to get irritated at themselves because they didn't know any better. You know? You just thank God because He's walking with you. Jesus is walking with you by the Holy Ghost. He's walking with you through every circumstance, every situation. Jesus, where are you? He's right there. Jesus is always right there. He's always walking with you. Amen? Yes, He is. He's never left me nor forsaken me. Remember. Amen. Joshua 1:13 said, remember the word that Moses says, or given to Joshua says, remember the word that Moses gave you. That He gave you, God gives you rest, and God gives you this land. God gives you rest, and God gives you this land. Let's continue on quickly, and I'm going to move through the rest of this fairly quickly. Verse 124 says, deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. Deal with your servant according to thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. So Lord, that's your prayer. Deal with me according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. Teach me your statutes. David said it in Psalm 51 when he was called by Nathan the prophet. And David said this, first of all, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. So God's mercy is always for you. God's mercy is always for you. Verse 125, I am thy servant. How many have? Amen. I am thy servant. Lord, I'm your guy, girl. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know all your testimonies. Verse 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9 says, Solomon says, give your servant understanding to judge your people. There we are back on judgment. Give your servant understanding to judge your people. Father, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. Verse 126, it is time for the Lord to work, for they have made void thy law. It's our day today, isn't it? They have made void thy law. You ever seen the fact that, you know, we're getting rid of, doing our best, dead level best to get rid of God out of our society, out of this particular society, the society of the United States of America, doing our very best by our laws. In the name of tolerance, we're intolerant of God. In the name of tolerance, we're intolerant of God. In John chapter 9, verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me, for night cometh when no man can work. So it's time for the Lord to work. Then we say over in Mark 16 that the Lord is working with them, with us. The Lord is working with me. Say that, the Lord is working with me. The Lord is working with me. Not them. Not pastors. The Lord is working with me. Can anybody spell me? M-E. Me. The Lord is working with me. Can you say that? Can you? I mean, not just for me, but... You know, say it when you look in the mirror. Say it when you see yourself in the morning. The Lord is working with me. I always tell, maybe it's the wrong thing to say. I always tell girls to write things in lipstick on their mirror. I don't know what a guy would use. Chapstick, but you can't see it. You know. But write things on there so you, I always love it. Esther does great. Esther does these things. She has a little whiteboard, my daughter. She'll look, do the whiteboard, and she'll, like at the beginning of a season, you know, like a semester or the summer. Things to do this summer. Read the Bible. Clean my room. You know, all of these things. She's off. You know, work out. Eat better. All these things she wants to do, you know. So, what you want to do is write these things on your mirror that describe who you are. Describe who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 127, therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Psalm 19 talks about that. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Your commandments are greater, more to be desired than gold. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Verse 128. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things. Let's see, I'll pick and choose. Let's see, I like this word about this, but I don't like that word about that. That's how people interpret the Bible. Oh, yeah, I don't know if I like that one. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. John 10, verses 4 and 5, Jesus says, the sheep know my voice and follow the voice of the good shepherd, and they flee from the voice of strangers. So you'll know by the Holy Ghost what the voice of a stranger is, won't you? You say, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Well, I hope so. No, you say, I will. So many times in the Scripture, when he says, for we know, that's you. For we know. We know these things to be true. We know what God says about this. For we know we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I want to look back at verse 104 here in Psalm 119. It says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. So as I meditate upon His Word, through His precepts I get understanding. Therefore, with understanding, I hate every false way. So let the Word of God dwell in you richly. His Word is a light unto my lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Father, we love You. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your promises. Father, we thank You for this psalm, which declares Your Word and speaks to us as to how Your Word is transforming us and changing us through the life of David. So, Father, we delight to sing Your praise. We delight to read the Word of God and have it transform us and change us. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are our transforming power. Your Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. So, Father, we just love You and give You praise as we meditate upon these things and we depart this place today. Thank You that judgment and justice are part of our daily participation in this world, because we are filled with Your Spirit and we are representatives of the kingdom of heaven. And therefore our oppressors are far from us. So we delight and give You praise and thanks, and we glorify You in the name of Jesus. Make it come to pass in me. Say it. Make it come to pass in me. Let Your Word transform me. Let me be a representative of Your kingdom every single day. Not by my work, and not by my effort, but because of my relationship in the Spirit with Christ Jesus. As I worship You and I read Your Word, I'm being changed from one degree of glory to the next. Not by my efforts, but because of Your presence. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and thank Him. Father, we thank You for it. Thank You for transforming me. As I read Your Word, I'm transformed and changed, not by my strength or my effort, but by Your Spirit, which lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Father, show Yourself mighty in my actions, in my daily walk with my family, with my co-workers, with my fellow students, everybody. Lord God, from 10 years old to 100 years old. Let us be Your transforming feature in our environment, in Jesus' name. We thank You for it. Father, if anyone not baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want you to say this with me. Everybody say it. Father, baptize me. Everybody say it together. Father, baptize me in the Holy Spirit with power according to the Word of God. I will do mighty works, greater works than Jesus, because He said it. And I believe it's true. And I'm going to walk in it and have expectation of it. I'll speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, worshiping and praising You. Thank You for filling me. I'm filled. I'm filled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank You right now. Thank You for ministering to Your folks, to Your people. Thank You for the Spirit of God. Thank You for the love of God shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. Thank You for the love of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. As we give today, let's just sing and praise Him, knowing that all our needs are supplied. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless Thee, O Lord, with Thy hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance, His loving, favorable countenance upon you right now and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Well, God is good. Amen. I hope you were blessed today. Amen. It's a good thing to hear the word of the Lord. Take it with you. Amen. Psalm 1, I'll give you like I did the kids. Psalm 119, verse 121 to 128. Meditate on that this week. All right?